I'm Aline Tarter.
I'm Larry Gerson.
My name is Cynthia Brown.
I'm Jacqueline Cosentino.
My name is Lasonda Isidore.
I'm Cheryl Pinson.
My name is Hava Greer.
All those women are veterans. They wore the uniform, saluted the flag, served the country. And there are 160,000 more of them living and working in Florida.
We have so many women veterans in our state. Many of them don't even realize that they're veterans.
Aline Tarter is Director of Benefits and Assistance for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, based at Bay Pines.
They feel they're not recognized as veterans, and it's important for them to get the information regarding medical care, the eligibility to medical care, disability benefits.
One such veteran is Larry Gerson, who supervises the claims section for Florida veterans.
There's so many benefits out there that women veterans don't know that they're entitled to because they don't know they're veterans. In my situation, I didn't know I was a veteran for 25 years because I didn't grow up in a military family. So for me, it wasn't until I came here working at the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs that I realized how important it is to have that knowledge.
So the Florida VA is sponsoring its first ever Women's Veterans Conference to spread the word about available benefits, services, and support. Their toughest challenge, learning about benefits is usually not a top priority for most women as they transition out of military service, just as 20-year Navy veteran Cynthia Brown.
Even after retiring, I had concern of finding a job, trying to figure out how to translate my skills and become marketable so that someone would hire me. At that time, I was single with three children. It was somewhat scary, and I cannot say that the VA was the first thought for me.
Brown now serves as the State Women's Veterans Coordinator for Florida and is organizing the conference around current issues affecting women vets.
Employment issues, homelessness, mental health, and obviously health care and benefits.
One of those benefits rarely used by women is the government hiring preference, according to Jacqueline Consentino, the Veterans Preference Administrator for Florida.
Men use it all the time. But for some reason, when the women fill out their applications, they just kind of glide over it and don't seem to use it. I don't know why. And they don't seem to do anything when they are discriminated.
Consentino will be one of several panelists who will field questions during an open microphone session.
What I want them to know when they come to the conference is that I'm here to help them, and if they have been overlooked, if they've not been given that preference, what is available for them, and that they can call me and we can actively do something for them.
The conference is for women veterans only. The fact that it is gender-specific is a plus, according to Hava Greer, a former U.S. Army military police officer.
A lot of times, a lot of services are geared towards men and their needs and their health issues. But for women, we have separate needs and separate health issues, and this allows for a forum for us to come together, hear our voice, determine what our needs are out in the community and as women veterans.
The half-day conference scheduled March 7th is also a chance to honor women's service, says Coordinator Cynthia Brown.
Connect with us other women veterans. We're mothers, we're daughters, we're wives, we're aunts. Many women have just sacrificed quite a bit. I mean, they've sacrificed time with their children and family. So any woman veteran that has served is welcome.
Online registration is not required, but it is preferred. You can find more information at www.floridavets.org. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.